The Star Ledger, Sunday, July 26, 2017. Our female comedians finally in demand. Sean Eli Breitbart, guest columnist. Fewer than a third of stand-up comedians are women. It's true at all levels, from aspiring comedians at open mic nights, to newer comics at comedy clubs, to working professionals, to big stars. Ophira Eisenberg has her own show on NPR. Carmen Lynch and Corey Kahaney have performed in both the Letterman and Colbert shows, and Kahaney's also been on America's Got Talent. Wendy Liebman was an AGT semifinalist and performed on both Johnny Carson and Jay Leno's versions of The Tonight Show, and has had specials on HBO, Comedy Central, and Showtime. But I can count on just one thumb the number of female comedians who can fill Madison Square Garden. Yes, Amy Schumer is my thumb. It was only recently that she broke the glass ceiling in MSG. In the 1990s, Elaine Boozler, after three award-winning Showtime specials, still couldn't get booked to headline comedy clubs. Club owners said that people wouldn't turn out to see women tell jokes. A friend ended up booking the two of them on nights the clubs were typically closed. He opened the show, but it was she who sold out the rooms. Still, clubs continued to resist booking female headliners. I'm a stand-up comedian. For the past 13 years, I've been booking colleagues for shows at non-traditional venues, golf clubs, synagogues, and other nonprofit organizations, for corporate events, and at theaters in New York, New Jersey, and across the country. With few exceptions, women asked for less money than their equivalently talented and experienced male counterparts. That was then. The shows I book typically have three or four comedians. I try not to make these shows all men because I want diversity in viewpoint. It's easy enough to have a show that's all single, white, heterosexual male comedians in their 40s. But I, and audiences, appreciate variety. I spoke to two female comics who are best friends. I said that it must be great to travel and work together. They said they never did. It's a rare show that has more than one woman. Booker's fear will be labeled a women's show and not sell well. I booked them together and the show sold out. I now arrange all female shows and they continue to sell out. I'm a feminist. How could I not be? I'm half woman on my mother's side. I book three shows a season at one theater. Around Valentine's Day is our specialty show, Battle of the Sexes. It includes single and married women and men. Another show is Fabulously Funny Females. Every season I book 5 to 6 women there. It's getting harder and harder to find female comedians for that venue's budget. This year, two of them canceled when they were offered corporate gigs. Comedians don't earn much money, so I can't blame them for going where the money is. Cancellations are rare. That two of them found high-paying corporate gigs bodes well for female comedians. Lately, female comedians with major TV credits are asking for higher pay than their male counterparts. Because they're in demand, they're getting more money. I know it's bad for my bottom line to let the rest of them know, but what's fair is fair. If women out-earn men because they're in greater demand, so be it. It doesn't quite make up for the fact that male basketball players earn millions while women don't, or that male movie stars command higher pay than female movie stars. It doesn't even make up for the fact there is still no female late-night talk show host on any major TV network. But it is a start. Comedy audiences, vote with your feet. Want to see more female comedians? Go to their shows and talk about it. Nothing gets me to rebook a comedian faster than hearing someone mention why they came to a sold-out show. Just don't talk back to us when we're on stage. Male or female, hecklers are not welcome. Sean Eli Breitbart is a comedian and the executive director of the Ivy League of Comedy, which performs at theaters, including the Union County Performing Arts Center, the Stockton Performing Arts Center, Cape May Stage, and the Lavoie Theater.